Within an Ace of the End of the World by Robert Barr. The beginning of the end was probably the address delivered by Sir William Crookes to the British Association at Bristol on September 7, 1898. Although Herbert Bonsall, the young American experimenter, alleged afterwards that his investigations were well on the way to their final success at the time Sir William spoke. All records being lost in the series of terrible conflagrations which took place in 1904, it is now impossible to give any accurate statement regarding Sir William Crookes's remarkable paper. But it is known that his assertions attracted much attention at the time, and were the cause of editorial comment in almost every newspaper and scientific journal in the world. The 16 survivors, out of the many millions who were alive at the beginning of 1904, were so much occupied in the preservation of their own lives, a task of almost insurmountable difficulty, that they have handed down to us, their descendants, an account of the 6 years beginning with 1898, which is, to say the least, extremely unsatisfactory to an exact writer. Man, in that year, seems to have been a bread-eating animal, consuming, per head, something like 6 bushels of wheat each year. Sir William appears to have pointed out to his associates that the limit of the earth's production of wheat had been reached, and he predicted universal starvation did not science step in to the aid of a famine-stricken world. Science, however, was prepared. What was needed to increase the wheat production of the world to something like double its then amount was nitrate of soda. But nitrate of soda did not exist in the quantity required, viz. Some 12 million tons annually. However, a supposedly unlimited supply of nitrogen existed in the atmosphere surrounding the Earth, and from this storehouse science proposed to draw, so that the multitude might be fed. Nitrogen, in its free state in the air, was useless as applied to wheat growing, but it could be brought into solid masses for practical purposes by means of electricity generated by the waterfalls.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?